Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child and destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea, in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed to the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth. And so what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." On the surface, we see this holy family, led by Joseph, fleeing to Egypt for the safety of his son from Herod, who sought to destroy them. And so they went to Egypt to stay as the angel of the Lord had instructed them to do. The family stayed there until the death of Herod, at which time the angel reappeared to Joseph again, telling him that they could return to Israel and the land of Judea. However, Joseph learned that although Herod had passed, his son was now the ruler of that land. And this worried Joseph, and so he made the decision to travel to Galilee, where he, Mary, and Jesus would settle in Nazareth. However, I have a thought about this family that we call the Holy Family, so just bear with me for a minute and let me share my thoughts. We put this label, for lack of a better word, on Joseph, Mary, and Jesus of Holy Family. But let's think about it. They were just a family, like you and me. Joseph didn't want to take his family back to Judea because he feared for their continued safety. Who wouldn't do the same thing for the sake of our family? This holy family was a humble family, just living life day to day. Okay, sure, they had Jesus to raise as their son, and I admit that seems just a tad bit intimidating. But at the same time, Mary and Joseph were just parents with a child to raise. I can see Mary doing that 50-yard dash to catch a toddler to scoop him up before he run into trouble, and Jesus giggling as mom chased him. How many of us have been that out-of-breath mother trying to catch a toddler, and how do they move so darn fast? And can you see Joseph with his hands on his hips, dealing with a teenage son who's most likely sighing and rolling his eyes during one of those disagreements that inevitably happen between a father and a son in those early teen years? And think about the temple, when Mary and Joseph couldn't find Jesus, and I'm sure they were sick with worry, and Jesus shows up all nonchalant like, "What are you worried about? I was just hanging in my father's house." Teenage Jesus wasn't worried. Why should his parents be? And I remember this time when my son was small and we were at JCPenney, and he disappeared. And I couldn't find him anywhere. My heart was like leaping out of my body by the time I found him. There he was in a cave of clothes, not a care in the world, hiding, having a good old time. As parents, we worry, we fret, we laugh, we rejoice. And I'm sure Mary and Joseph had many of those fretful and joyous moments. Mary sending Joseph off to work each day, her going about her daily mom routine, Jesus off to whatever schooling he would have received. And then the family coming together in the evening for dinner and evening chores. Mary and Joseph just doing what they needed to do to prepare Jesus for young adulthood and life. and the life he would soon embark upon. A family like yours and mine, doing family things, raising their children to send them off into the world. I guess what strikes me most about this gospel is the underlying unity of a family that remained quietly faithful to God, and despite our busyness life, much like the Holy Family, we remain family. And while we don't have the Son of God to raise and send off to lead to the world for salvation, it is amazing me to think that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, as a family, have already walked the path that we are all walking now. We call them the Holy Family, but they were just a family, living life just as we are now. And like the Holy Family, we are all but one in Christ.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.